You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn and Ollie Pimlott with you on this edition. We're looking ahead to Tuesday's racing. Mr. Pimlott, how are you?
I'm very well, Alex. Lovely to see you.
And you. It's been a while since we've podcasted together. And I'm sure the listeners will probably be glad of that fact. But nevertheless,
I would say
here we
so,
are.
Yeah.
It is Tuesday's Racing Podcast, which means the Monday Jury, stolen from the Racing Post as ever. We're going to rattle through this because we've got other things to talk about as well.
Yes.
First question. How will Ascot Chase winner Riders on the Storm do in the Ryanair?
Firstly, very good buy. I say relatively inexpensive. He was 50 grand in the summer. To most people, that's a lot of money.
Yes.
But for a horse who's going to be near enough favourite for the Ryanair Chase, very smart bit of business by Hamish McCauley, who bought the horse for Carl Hinchey and partner. I don't think he would have beaten Traffic Fluid if he had stood up personally. We'll come to the... might as well answer the second question. Who ran the best Grand National trial this weekend? I actually think Traffic Fluid did that in doing so. I know he came down and I know he'll need another run to get in the National. I think you've got a certain amount of runs over fences, haven't you, to get in. I thought that was a very good run. He's got a mark of 149. I think he'd be off big interest in the National off that mark. Obviously, as I say, he's got to run again Traffic Fluid, and not ideal that he fell on Saturday, but I'm of the opinion he would have beaten Riders on the Storm if he'd fallen up, if he'd stayed up. But it is down to jumping. That's part of the game, unfortunately. And he did come down. I think it would be a substandard Ryanair if he won it, Riders on the Storm, but certainly he deserves to take his place in the race.
8-1 Riders on the Storm for the Ryanair. You mentioned Traffic Fluid for the Grand National. It's 33-1.
Yeah, I think that's a big price. There's a couple of things that need to happen. He needs to run again over fences. And he's come out all right after Saturday.
Yeah.
But off 149, I think he's got a very fair mark for the race.
Okay, interesting. Right, question three. RSA on National Hunt Chase for Copperhead.
I would go for the National Hunt Chase. I know the Reynoldstown has usually been a very good trial for the RSA, but personally I think you need a horse that travels in the National Hunt Chase. Generally a race as well, not as strong as the RSA, and of course not as far this year. So given you've put that all together, I would be going for the National Hunt Chase with him.
Okay. Just looking at the betting there for the National Hunt Chase, Copperhead is 7-1. And if you were looking at betting for the RSA, then Copperhead is available at 7s as well, actually. But no, I think I'm in agreement with you.
It looks a dour stare to me.
Yeah, and in the RSA, chances are you're going to bump into something with a little more class.
Yeah.
With all due respect to Copperhead, I think he's a lovely, lovely horse, but I think I'd probably go National Hunt Chase, but we shall see. What about question four? Silas Emery, is he a credible champion hurdle contender? Obviously, he's been chasing, came back over hurdles at the weekend, but there's
in any other year, you would say no, but this year, it's a glorified handicap.
Epiton 100-30, Pentland Hills 5s, Honeysuckle 8s, Silas Emery 8s with Benny Dedger 12s. Both of those two need to be supplemented, 14s and bigger the rest.
I mean, he beat a horse rated in the mid-150s. He's going to have to step up on that. But all he can do is win. He's a 4s on shot. He's sure to improve for it. He shouldn't be good enough, but he didn't run too badly in the Bakes Supreme a couple of years ago. Got a bit of Cheltenham form. But for me, he shouldn't be good enough. I'm still keen on Pentland Hills in that race. Triumph Hurdle form's a bit hit and miss, isn't it? But Nicky Henderson just so good at the meeting, course and distance form.
Well, he's got such a strong hand in the race as well. We've got Epitont, Pentland Hills, Fusil Raffles, Call Me Lord and Verdana Blue.
Yeah.
All looking like they could well go there. So it's a strong hand, and you are looking at Willie Mullins and going, what have you got then?
Yeah.
And
Honeysuckle, I think they'll go for the mares with her.
Mm.
Certainly the prices would suggest that now as well. She was favourite at one point, wasn't she, for the champion? Out to 8-1 now. I think they'll go for the mares with her.
And what about Benny Didier? She's 4-5 for the mares, Honeysuckle 15-8.
Mm. Depends what Willie wants to do, doesn't it?
It does. Okay, question five. Who else impressed you this weekend?
I know everybody's gone with it, but Sporting John looked very impressive,
he
didn't
did.
He?
I was impressed with him when he won at Exeter, and then I almost forgot about him because it's been a while since we saw him, and then he came out and in ground that was incredibly testing, I thought looked really, really smart, and he's done nothing wrong yet.
Would you go Supreme or Ballymore? I'd go Ballymore personally. He's won a point. He's won over extended 2 miles yesterday. Had a horse rating 151 back in third behind him. Form looks to stack up.
My initial thought straight away was Supreme, and I was working with Luke Elder, and then he started talking. You know how he does.
Babbles on. We just did a podcast. Listen to Elder's podcast from yesterday. If you had done Luke Elder bingo, every single box was ticked.
Oh, really?
We had Martin Smith.
Yes.
Gary Moore.
Yes.
Hector Crouch.
Yeah.
They were all in there.
Nice.
All name dropped.
Nice. He's a nice boy, though, isn't he?
He's a nice boy.
And he knows his stuff. And he put me off the Supreme angle with Sporting John. I just think whichever race he goes for, he'll have a chance. Yeah. He's got the ability.
It's getting to that point where most bookmakers are non-runner, no bet for the festival. And I think you want to be getting that if you can.
Okay. And finally, one runner that you're looking forward to seeing run in the next week. You're allowed to say if you don't have one, particularly.
I can give you one of my own, actually.
All right.
He's due to run tomorrow at Southwell, but I don't think he will run, and he's called Hong Kong Dragon.
Okay.
He's entered at Southwell tomorrow. Just not quite happy with him, to be honest, at the minute. But we got him out of a claimer at Lingfield, finished second. He was well punted on that occasion. The winner got the run of the race. He's got a mark of 63. I thought they'd pop him up a couple of pounds for that run. I think he's got a fair mark. Where he goes, I'm not sure. He isn't at Chelmsford Thursday and he's at Chelmsford Saturday. And as I say, he's in at Southwell tomorrow. I'm pretty sure he's not going to run there.
Okay.
He has got stall 12 as well, but say just not quite happy with him when he exercised this morning. But a horse for you to look forward to, I think, potentially. He's not too badly handicapped.
So maybe next time he does run,
just keep an eye on him. He's a nice little horse.
Okay. Interesting. Now, you mentioned one of yours. Of course, that is you are the assistant trainer to Tim Fitzgerald. If you are looking for a Pimlott runner, it is under Tim's name at present, Hong Kong Dragon. What about ones that are under your name? Because you've had a bit of joy over the weekend, haven't you?
Yeah, I had a nice win with a horse called Do Hallow Tornado. He's a real good horse for us a couple of years ago. He made it 5 out of 6 since he joined us at the weekend.
That was in a point-to-point.
It was, yeah. Men's Open race. Good Men's Open as well. He had a very bad tendon injury. He ran in the intermediate final at Cheltenham, the big point-to-point there 2 years ago. And he got a very bad tendon injury, so bad that we were thinking he might have to be euthanised. It was that bad. And, you know, he might not even make a riding horse. He'd done such a bad job of his tendon. But thankfully, the owners have been very patient with him. The vet's done a great job. Our vet Peter Hines done a great job with him, and he won at the weekend, say after 653 days, so he was going to improve a lot for that. He wants a stiff track with cut in the ground, and he's going to get that in the festival. He's qualified for Cheltenham, so he might. There's two options, really. There's a race at Warwick if he went under rules on the 8th of March, and he is in the festival. The Fox Hunt as well. See, William Hill actually was shortest price, 25-1.
Okay.
For the festival. If you are planning on backing him, if it turned up soft, he would not be without a chance at all.
Okay, Do Hallow Tornado.
I think he's 25-1 with us for the Fox Hunters.
Interesting. And what else has the Pimlott point to point wagon got?
I also have in the Fox Hunters, I think he's in the Betting with Hills as well, Carter Mackay. I think he's 33-1, is he not with us?
I will have a look for you.
He came from us from Gordon Elliott last year, quite a lot of issues. He won at Sedgefield very easily, admittedly. I think there's only 4 runners, and then he bolted up at Cartmel. He's had a really nice break. He's going to start back on March the 1st in a point-to-point, and then all being well, he'll run 2 weeks later at the festival. But his main aim will be Cheltenham.
33-1 for Carter Mackay.
Yeah.
What price did you say Jahar Tornado was?
I think he's 25s with us.
50s?
Is he?
Yeah. Double.
Yeah, I think you want non-runner, no bet. If it turned up soft there, he wouldn't be without a chance at all.
Okay.
Carter Mackay, very talented, but he is fragile. But Carter Mackay, only 2 or 3 seasons ago, was favourite for the champion bumper.
Yeah.
And he didn't show up badly in that at all. So, yeah, exciting times at the minute.
Yeah.
And I've got a very, very nice maiden to run in 2 weeks' time called I'll Be Riding Shotgun.
Okay.
By Getaway, he is a close relation to Black Hercules.
Okay.
And hopefully he gets the job done and he'll head to the Cheltenham sale. Yep. And I sold a horse at the previous Cheltenham sale called Ragamuffin. He won a point-to-point bumper. He was due to run at Wincanton for Neil Mulholland this weekend, but obviously it was off.
Okay.
I would keep an eye on him when he goes handicapping.
Right.
I would say he'll need to be handicapped first, but he's a talented little horse. He'll be a good little summer horse.
There you go, then. For you to keep an eye on for the Pimlott team. What about tomorrow's racing?
Tomorrow's racing, obviously, we've lost two meetings, haven't we? I don't know if you've seen the pictures of Banger on D.
I have. Goodness me. I mean, when I saw... We get email notifications of meetings that are off or inspecting or anything like that that come through. When I saw Banger is off on Tuesday, we got the news on Friday or Saturday, and I thought, they've gone early.
Yeah.
And then you look at it and you go, oh no, that's why. I mean, we hope that they are able to get that back.
Obviously Worcester get a similar sort of thing, and they seem to be able to cope with it, but Banger's a different thing, because I don't think I've ever seen Banger like that.
No, it certainly wouldn't be something that they used to, and we hope that the track is, I want to say, repairable, but or just that it's been maintained underneath there, and once it does all drain, that it's raceable in the future, because
they're going to struggle, aren't they, if they've got a meet in a couple of weeks to get
there. But we do have, fingers crossed, Punchestown on.
We do.
They've tried to get on.
I think this is the third go, isn't it?
It is. Which race are we going to focus on first?
Well, I'm going to go for the Memorial Cross Country Chase, the first race. We haven't got prices yet, but I presume Yanworth will be favourite. Typical Ender Bulger horse. JP McManus lost his way a little bit with Alan King. Goes to Ender, and he seems to have found the key to him. He won here back in November, then fell at Cheltenham. I think it was probably too far out to say how he would have done. But he's going to go off a short price favourite here, and he deserves to be. He's rated 148. He's quirky, but he's still got a load of talent. But the one I'm going to go for is the other Ender Bulger horse, who should be a decent price, in the top weight, Josie's Order.
Yeah.
Won this race last year, then he was second to Tiger Roll at the festival. Disappointed, arguably, his last couple of runs. But Ender Bulger is fantastic at aiming horses at races. And I think he won this race last year. He was second at the festival. Still all the ability remains, even at the age of 12. Should be around about 8-9-1, I'd have thought, tomorrow each way. I think he will expect a far better run than what he's shown in his first two starts this year.
Okay, Josie's Orders gets the nod. We've got the likes of Ballyboker Bridge in there as well, and Never Ushercon, who's a relative youngster compared to some of the ones that we've been talking about there. But it's always good, these cross-country races. You get the same kind of horses.
Yeah, you've got collateral form, haven't you? Because Never Ushercon was second to Yanworth. Ballyboker Bridge, the same race, was back in third. So you get... day in, day out, you get the same runners in these races, don't you?
Okay, Josie's Orders then, the player.
I just think at a big price, he's going to run a lot better than this price will be.
Yeah, so hopefully a nice each way pick.
Nice each way, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's in the 145 at Punchestown. What's the other race that we're going to focus on?
I'm going to go to Southwell.
Yep.
And the final race there, we do have prices on this. It is over a mile, 6 furlongs and 21 yards.
I will just say, we're recording this about 4 o'clock, so hopefully the prices haven't changed too much by the time you're listening.
I'm going to go with the former Stevie Powell-owned Caged Lightning here.
Okay.
Lost his way a bit, this horse, but his last two starts have been really heartening. Ran well at Wolverhampton to finish second, and then finished fourth last time at Kempton. He's a course and distance winner, which we all know is vitally important here at Southwell. And off a mark of 55, I mean, I don't think he's ever been this low in his career, Caged Lightning. He used to race off the mark in the high 70s, less than a year or so ago.
Yeah.
So off 55, if he can't be in with a shout here in what looks a very uncompetitive race, I think 13-2 looks a great each way bet.
Okay. Caged Lightning then in the 8 o'clock at Sutherland, Josie's Orders in the 145 at Punchestown, too, at hopefully fair prices for you to take a look at on Tuesday. Cheers all.
Thank you, Alex.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.